The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.
Hello and welcome to the Yellow Block, the pre-match show on the TalkSport Fan Network. Tim is joining me today to discuss Pompey away in the league as we're playing Pompey away in the cup. Currently 1-1 in the 60th minute, so if our information is slightly out of date, you will have to forgive us on that one. But two defeats on the bounce now, Tim. We are sort of hoping to get that bounce back effect very quickly going into the Pompey League game. But before we get into all that, how are we?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. You'll be getting fed up of hearing my voice. I feel like you need to get some more friends so you're not always stuck with me doing the preview show.
I quite like your dulcet tones, Tim.
Ah, well, I'm glad you do. I'm not sure I do so much. But I won't lie, I completely forgot we were doing this just now. I was scrolling through TikTok. And then I suddenly thought, shit, Dan's waiting for me. So I dumped TikTok for you. That's how exciting my evening was.
TikTok, yes. Like the young man you are.
Yeah, I'm down with the kids.
It's only made worse by your severely grey hair that gets greyer by the day.
Yeah, well, my daughter's telling me now it's no longer grey. It's now white.
Before we do begin today, we do need to mention that a member of the Posh community has sadly passed away earlier this week. On Monday, the 28th of August, we lost Posh fan Elliot Noble. His friends have asked that Posh fans please respect his memory in the 12th minute of the game against Leyton Orient on the 16th of September with a minute's applause. This is also shared on our Twitter. If you could please retweet it to let as many Posh fans know as possible that we will be clapping for Elliot on the 16th. So, Tim, we've had another listener message from Emerald Posh. He said, the Yellow Block, I'm not sure which account Tim's using these days. You're not on Twitter anymore, are you, Tim? Tell him I also noticed Skipman's backpack, and I believe it's a bag of gravel. Well, that sort of, gives us a bit more light on the Skipman situation, you know, that it's actually just another advertising ploy and it's not just filled with, you know, half-time snacks, oranges and bananas for the players for him to give out in the changing room.
Yeah, I'm not actually on Twitter anymore, but I'm glad it wasn't just me that noticed that. It's I wonder if it's actually a bag of gravel. That would be unfortunate, wouldn't it, to carry that around all game. Imagine.
So, a couple of pressing pieces of business we need to discuss before we do discuss this Portsmouth game at the weekend, Tim. A bit of business in, as confirmed by Dara this morning, we've signed Man City defender Jadon Katongo on loan, 18-year-old with very limited league experience. Are you excited about this one, Tim, or just a fill in the numbers?
No, I'd initially I thought this is either just a fill in the numbers or this is a backup plan for if and when Ronnie goes. But I've done a little bit of, well, scouting's not the right word, but I've done a little bit of Googling. And actually, he seems all right, to be fair. There's quite a lot of positive stuff written about him online. I think the most interesting thing I found about, well, not really interesting, it's been a long day, but he turned down a chance to play for the England youth setup because he wanted to keep his option open for Gambia, I think it was. So, yeah, so he's turned down a chance to play for the England under-19s. But let's be honest, that in itself is a sign perhaps of what we've signed here. Commanding centre-back, apparently. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what we get from this one.
Fair enough. Well, on the Ronnie Edwards situation, I did see that Dara confirmed that we would be looking to sign another centre-back, one of first-team quality, should he leave before the end of the window on Friday. So that's maybe a bit more of an indication of what kind of role we're expecting young Jaden to take in the club. Another bit of business as well coming from the weekend. Apparently, and this is according to Sky Sports, along with other sources as well, Charlton made an approach for Darren at the weekend, and he apparently turned them down, which does sort of indicate that the club gave the okay to have that conversation. Your thoughts on that one, Tim?
Yeah, so it's a weird one, this. Charlton probably would be a sideways move, so it's probably not... I don't know, I mean, let's be honest, they probably are a bigger club than us, aren't they? But in terms of where they're at this season, I would say it's a sideways move. I don't know, it's weird because the fact that he turned down, I should say, the opportunity to speak to him would suggest that he was given permission to speak to him if he wanted to. And obviously, it followed this kind of rumour that started, the fact he was going to be leaving if the transfer market didn't play out how he wanted. So, yeah, I don't know. It's probably, I think it's a bonus. It shows there is a commitment level there. Because if he was thinking about leaving and rage quitting, like we mentioned on the main pod, would he turn down the chance to go to a club like Charlton? Probably not. So, I think it is a positive. And ultimately, it shows that he's the kind of manager that other League One teams would like to have. So, yeah, I think we have to see this as the positive that it is, really.
Absolutely. Well, let's just get straight in about it. Let's talk Pompey. So, match records against Pompey in the league. We've won 12, drawn 9 and lost 13, win rate of 34%. Last time we played Pompey was the 28th of January in a 2-1 home win. Expected formation, Tim. Are we expecting any changes to the tactics from the weekend?
It's a tough one. I should just also mention that O'Connell's just been sent off in the cup game. It's a tough one, ironically, because I think the cup game might shape a few things. So we were frustrated after the derby game, and so you would probably expect changes. It's difficult to know because the cup game's ongoing as we're recording. It's hard to know if anybody there would stake a claim. Obviously, Adjie Boyce scored, so potentially he might put himself into the reckoning. Josh Knight, from what I understand, is having quite a good game. So, yeah, maybe. I don't think the formation will change, but potentially some of the personnel. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same 11, but at the same time, I think he'll need to do something to address the issues that came out on Saturday. I'll be honest, after how Saturday did play out, I wouldn't be overly surprised to see Katongo start. And obviously, don't forget as well that between now and Saturday, we've got the deadline day on Friday. So there's likely to be potentially some ins or outs there as well. So it could be that we're looking at maybe two or three names that we don't even know yet in that starting 11. But if we were to play Portsmouth now, oh wait, no, we are playing Portsmouth now. If we were to play Portsmouth now in a league game, I would expect it to be relatively similar to what we had in the derby game.
Yeah, I probably agree with that, to be honest. I mean, I'd like to see some changes, but then you've got the question of who do we bring in? You know, there's not exactly any stars on the bench, with the exception maybe of Josh Knight. But obviously he's once away anyway. So, you know, whether he's going to put a proper performance on the pitch is sort of up for debate. Although, as you say, he is having a good game tonight. It's a difficult one, obviously. You know, we started off really well. Three wins on the bounce, and now, you know, two back-to-back defeats, one against one of our bitter rivals, one against a pretty close rival in terms of standard on the pitch in a promotion fight, but also, you know, just geographically, Derby's not exactly a long way away. It's a difficult one to take for me, and obviously with two back-to-back trips now to Pompey, I'm hoping to get a result out of either one of those. Today doesn't look like the case, obviously, with Charlie Connell's red card 5 minutes ago. Sort of indicates that we're probably going to lose this one.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
All right, so let's talk Pompey's transfer business over the summer. They've made a couple of few...
That's right. I'm trying to see if I can recover this thing out of the recycle bin at the same time. So if it looks like I'm distracted, it's probably because I am.
So a couple of notable names in there. Gavin White, attacking midfielder, signed from Cardiff on a free transfer. Will Norris, one known to Posh fans from last year's loan deal. And also Connor Shaughnessy from Burton Albion, a centre-back. All three of which started at the weekend against Stevenage in their 0-0 draw, which also saw a red card for either side. None of which are starting today, which would sort of suggest they've gone through a similar route to Posh in terms of resting their starting players and letting everybody else have a run out. Any other notable names for you in terms of their summer business, Tim?
Not really. I mean, they had a busy summer, didn't they? With plenty of ins and outs. Obviously, they brought in Will Norris, didn't they, in the summer as well. I mean, I don't really know what to expect with this Pompey side. I guess that's part of the charm. They are a team that I think we both did, but I know I definitely sort of pipped them for doing quite well this season. I feel like I've been saying that for a few years now, doesn't it? At some point it's going to come true because they're a bigger club than they're at the moment. But yeah, I don't know. It's difficult to know what to expect with this Pompey side in different form. I think they're probably another good benchmark for us in terms of where we're at the moment. But it's uninspiring, isn't it? 0-0 with Stevenage last game. It's really kind of... But then what can we say? We just got smashed 4-2 by Derby. So, I don't know. Really, very long way of saying no idea, mate.
Yeah, no. In terms of their outs, they very much strengthened their team as well. You know, none of their big hitters have actually left the club in this window, or you know, so far, I should say. It's very much, you know, getting some kids out to get some loans in and getting rid of a bit of the deadwood in the squad as well. In terms of on the pitch, they are pretty strong as well. They did finish with an 11-game unbeaten streak towards the end of last season and have actually started this season undefeated as well. They're now the only undefeated team in League One. Two draws on the bounce going into the Peterborough game. Your thoughts on that, Tim?
Yeah, I think it's... they're clearly very tight at the back. It's not only are they undefeated... they've only conceded, what, once, I think it is, in the league. But I guess their challenge is the fact they're not really scoring goals. I guess that's, you know, highlighted by the 0-0 with Stevenage, isn't it? But they're definitely going to be difficult to break down. We know that. Have they got enough going forward to challenge Posh? Well, after the Derby game, you'd probably have to say yes. Because if we play like we did against Derby, even I could probably score against Peterborough's defence. So, yeah, it's they're certainly going to need, we're going to need to be more creative in that final third compared to what we have been. I expect this to be similar, if I'm honest, to the Northampton game. And I don't mean that as any disrespect to Pompey in terms of club size, because clearly they're much bigger than the Cobblers, and generally just a better club with better fans and better people. But I think it will be similar in that they'll set up in solid banks, and we will be the team that has to take the game to them. That said, it's at Fratton Park. They have high expectations. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one. I'd say I think it will be a low scoring affair either way. So, you know, cue a 6-5 or something now, won't it? But yeah, unbeaten, that's, you know, they're on merit. So yeah, you'd expect them to try and kick on a little bit now and start to score some goals and get 3 points on the board rather than one.
Yeah, you'd have to ask as well how much of this is down to their manager. They've signed Jose Mourinho from Wish.
Well, it's not Wish anymore, isn't it? It's Temu now. That's the latest craze. I don't know if you've dipped into the Temu world, but most of my kitchen is from Temu. So, yeah, good quality Chinese craftsmanship.
Well, their manager isn't Chinese, or at least not that I'm aware of. John Massino is his name. It's his first managerial position taken in January of this year. And as I say, took them from 15th to 8th in the tail end of last season on a very good run so far. So it's a difficult one, this. Like you say, you know, obviously, we don't really know where we're at yet. Obviously, the squad, although you would imagine, is pretty much there in terms of what we'd expect going into, you know, the next few games in September and after the window. But, you know, with Ronnie Edwards potentially moving, a lot of rumours circulating around JCH as well, you know, this squad could actually be very different in a week's time if, you know, the two sort of talismans and key players that we have are now, you know, sort of gone. Let's treat it as they are. You know, do we have the ability in the rest of the squad, if we can't get a signing in quick enough, to actually make a challenge at least till January to actually fight for promotion this year?
No, I don't think we do at the moment. I mean, a lot's going to depend on these next few days, isn't it? It's there's so many unknown variables in there, so. No, I don't think we do just now. But the thing is, we have, it's a difficult one, because on paper we have played some really tough teams. So you kind of have to look at that and think, well, actually, we're probably in a better position than we thought. But yeah, I think, I mean, we said on the main pod, didn't we, that September's a weird old month. There's some big games and some more winnable games in there. So yeah, I think this Portsmouth game is important more than anything, because obviously we've got that break after. So it would be nice to go into that with a bit of confidence and a bit of win and a bit of a, you know, bit of momentum. But it feels as though for me, Portsmouth is often a team that we beat and then it changes the outlook of our season. I remember the COVID season, we absolutely stormwalled Portsmouth at home just before the season got curtailed. And I've never known the confidence around the club to be as high as it was at that point. We turned them over with ease that day. So I don't know. But then equally, I can remember, I think it was the season after, we lost at Portsmouth and were woeful, and the whole world was coming to an end. So yeah, I don't know. It's a weird benchmark Portsmouth is. But in terms of the season in general, yeah, I still think we're a bit off where we need to be. But let's be honest, none of us really expected much this season. So we're probably about where we thought we would be. Next few days are absolutely crucial for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, as we've mentioned, we are recording during the Pompey game in the Cup. It's currently 75th minute and remains 1-1 in that game. So let's go into score predictions. So the bookies, just so you're aware, Tim, actually have us as the underdog in this one, as to be expected, obviously away from home. So 11-8 for the Pompey win, 28-11 for the draw, and 11-5 for the Posh to get the result on full time. Let's kick on with the score predictions. For me, I'm thinking 1-1. Tim?
I've been way off so far with these. I think we go to Portsmouth and we draw. Yeah, I take a draw. I don't think it'll be a score draw, though. I know it doesn't happen very often that we have a goalish draw, but I think this will be one of them. I think you only have to look at how tonight's playing out. And yeah, I know that both teams have made whole changes, but I feel like this will be a bit of a tactical game. I'd say I think it will play out very similar to Northampton. Let's just hope this time the officials are a bit more visually astute than they were in the Cobblers game, shall we say.
Well, I wouldn't be upset with a 0-0, to be honest. Clean sheet is definitely needed after the last couple of results. But obviously, let us know what your thoughts are on Twitter using hashtag the yellow block or TYB. Let us know your score predictions as well. You can join the league via Twitter. Prizes to be won at the end of the season for those that do well.
I thought I'd recovered that thing now. Just downloaded a load of shit. I was probably so distracted then. Apologies if I was answering questions completely different to what you were asking. I was desperately trying to recover that. But yeah, apologies if I was distracted there. Hopefully I was answering what you're actually asking me.
No, you did, I think.
Good. Yeah. And we're probably talking shit, but it's fine because, you know, we do most of the time, to be fair.
All the time. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Yellow Block pre-match show. We'll be back in a couple of weeks to preview the Leighton Orient game. In the meantime, you can get in contact with us on all the socials at The Yellow Block or on our new website, that's www.theyellowblock.co.uk. You can also get in touch via SpeakPipe and leave us a voicemail to discuss on the main show. That is speakpipe.com/yellowblock. Up the Posh.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them, honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.